It's the most fun you can have pretty much every single day, right in the middle of Forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things that you need to know. Number three, the Pope says if you're fat, that's a cross you have to bear. And says people who are obese have a distorted relationship with food and nutrition, and they should do something about it. Yikes. Number two, Alyssa Slotkin, who represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District, leading the nation in money raised for her re-election bid in 2020. So far, no Republicans have stood up to challenge her for the seat in a place won by Donald Trump in 2016. And number one, the strike is over. Well, there's been a tentative deal reached, that is, between the United Auto Workers and General Motors to end the month-long walkout affecting 50,000 workers at more than 50 plants. But first, some breaking news today. If you're just joining us, Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland died overnight. Died from complications of longstanding health problems at about 2:45 this morning at the Johns Hopkins University Hospital, 68 years old. The Democrat, known for his devotion to Baltimore and civil rights and for blunt and passionate speechmaking, dying from longstanding health issues. I did not realize, we found this out today, Elijah Cummings has been moved around in a wheelchair for some time now. Could not stand at a podium without the assistance of a walker, if you will. Didn't know that. He's also been the chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee that has been pursuing Donald Trump and impeachment in Washington. No word on who might be in line to replace him in that important position. He's a former state delegate from Maryland, trial attorney, went to Congress in 1996. Anyhow, it's a big shock to Washington and a big change coming. And you wonder, apparently he had not made a roll call vote since the 11th of September. People knew he was in bad health, but I don't know if people realized he was on death's door, but he was, apparently. All right, so number one, the strike is over. The strike is over. At least a tentative agreement has been reached after 31 days of the UAW walkout with General Motors. A tentative agreement has been reached. We don't know the details yet, but we do know that several big things were on the table. Some of the things that were being talked about, the current time to progress to top pay with full-time, full benefit status is currently 8 years. The UAW wanted that knocked down to just 4 years. The union wanted temporary workers to be able to qualify for that progression as well. Workers were asking for a 3% raise and lump sum bonuses in two of the 4 years. Workers also asking for enhanced health care at no extra cost. We believe that may have happened. They may have been able to hang on to what is considered one of the greatest health care packages available anywhere in the country. Meanwhile, by the way, Mack Truck members, UAW Mack Truck members on strike since the weekend, 3,600 on strike. We'll see what the final package is. I expect we'll start to hear a lot more about it today with the GM-UAW tentative agreement being struck. We'll see how that comes together. Alyssa Slotkin is setting the standard across the country for the amount of money coming in. Alyssa Slotkin, more than $800,000 in the last quarter reported. Her war chest bulging with cash. And Alyssa Slotkin is one of those Democrats in districts won by the president in 2016, a district that is considered a battleground district in 2020. Can Alyssa Slotkin hang on to her seat? We will find out. We will certainly find out. And as we're talking, by the way, about Elijah Cummings passing and the money for Alyssa Slotkin and so forth, there's a series of stories coming out now that the Democrats hope to be able to go to a trial of the president by Thanksgiving. There's an air of inevitability in Congress now that Donald Trump will become impeached for what we don't know yet. I mean, the whole conversation with the Ukrainian president is not grounds for impeachment. It's not grounds for much of anything. But the Democrats are going with that with abuse of power and hoping to find something else as they dig, as they have been digging since before he even took the oath of office. While Mitch McConnell briefed senators on what would happen during a Senate trial, House Republican leaders convened what they expect to be regular impeachment strategy sessions. That happened yesterday. Mitch McConnell telling Republicans to be ready for an impeachment trial of President Trump as soon as Thanksgiving. In their second closed-door weekly luncheon, McConnell gave a presentation about the impeachment process and fielded questions alongside his staff and Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham. Graham was a manager for the 1998 impeachment of President Bill Clinton. Impeachment, the first step to remove a president, with the House voting on formal charges and the Senate holding a trial in which, if either convicts or acquits him. Right now, it's not considered particularly likely that the Senate would remove the president. It's never happened in American history, by the way. Nixon resigned, but no president has ever been removed by impeachment. There's sort of a, this comes from Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, by the way. There's sort of a planned expectation that it would be sometime around Thanksgiving. So you'd have basically Thanksgiving to Christmas, which would be wonderful because there's no deadline in the world like the next break to motivate senators. That came from Kevin Cramer of North Dakota saying that. Apparently during the meeting, Senator Graham lobbying his colleagues there to consider a public declaration in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, which would describe Trump's July 25 call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky seeking an investigation into domestic political rival as unimpeachable. Some senators apparently pushed back against that idea, arguing that Trump would assume that those who did not sign the document would be persuadable on a vote to oust him, which may not be true. I don't want to sign that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to vote to remove the president. The GOP's internal reality check on Trump's impeachment comes as House Democrats have had some success securing testimony from current and former State Department and National Security Council officials behind closed doors, all in secret. Now, on Wednesday, we are told, again, it's not any of this, none of this is verified. This comes from MSN, this part. Mike McKinley, the former senior advisor to Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, testifying that he resigned from the post after 25 years because State Department officials were being mistreated and because he disapproved of using foreign policy to advance political prospects. But we don't know if that's true. I was disturbed by the implication that foreign governments were being approached to procure negative information on political opponents. Listen, just because you're a politician doesn't mean you're off limits from corruption investigations. Joe Biden isn't immune to prosecution because he's Joe Biden. Anyhow, impeachment's a terrible idea. Too much division in the country. But hey, carry on, Democrats. Remember, don't overplay your hand. Oh, yeah. Way too late for that. Back after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members, employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.